I feel like this is important because sometimes those shocking things, the things that maybe we weren't ready for, prepared for, are really a big lesson. You know, this is something that's really going to say, this is what's going to shock my system into
but
this
also
new
a blessing,
state.
Not
and
just a lesson, but a blessing.
For sure. Yeah. Because that gives you the opportunity to see the truth. It can kind of expose the things that maybe you weren't prepared for or didn't want to see. And like you've been saying, leaping into the unknown, they're literally being forced
being
to leap into
off
that unknown.
I mean, literally gate 51 is the jumper.
Yeah.
It says, okay, I'm ready to leap into the unknown. And then the process is the in-between from the ego to the G center, leaping from one aspect of the heart to the other aspect, which is love. Leaping from, I don't know where the hell I'm going to go, but what I'm jumping towards is oneness.
One, two, three.
Welcome, Cosmic Explorers, to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast, your celestial compass to self-discovery and personal empowerment. We are going to take you on a cosmic journey where we dive deep into the fascinating realms of human design, astrology, and tarot, where we will unravel the cosmic codes that shape your personalities, relationships, and destinies. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. And this is the podcast you've been waiting for. Okay, I did it on
you
that
did
one.
It.
Even though there's music playing, but as we record, there's no music playing. So I need music for some reason.
It's your 515. It's like just got to cling on to that one last thing because it's just our normal habit.
There's always music playing in my head.
Yes.
It keeps my energy going. You know, like one time, this is totally off tangent. We'll dive in just a moment, guys. But one time, speaking of the 515 channel, it's called the channel of rhythm, if you guys didn't know, from sacral to G center. And one time I was in a spin class and the music stopped. Like there was something wrong. And she couldn't turn it back on. And I was dying. I was literally dying. And I literally need music to work out. I cannot work out in silence at all. And she's like, oh, you know what? I actually like it better when there's no music. I was like, I'm going to leave. Because I desperately need music. There's been times when I've been running. Like I go for runs outside and my headphones will die and
worst.
I'll just walk back.
Yeah.
Like I
say
can't
with
do
like a spin class is so important anyway, because that's what keeps the energy going. And like whatever part of that class you're in, like if you need to do a climb or whatever, you need to have some sort of a rhythm or a pace to keep you going. If you're,
and they
you don't
center
have that.
Their routines. Like synced with the music.
Yeah.
So it's like, that is the only way I can actually move. So
yeah.
So there's always music playing in my head. That's where I was going with that in my long tangent, open throat. But anyways, welcome back everyone. I kind of wanted to say welcome back bees, but I felt like maybe that wasn't appropriate. And also YouTube likes to flag us. They don't like cursing, so they will flag you for it. So I am now doing my best moving forward to not curse, but I can't make any guarantees, okay guys, because I'm an open throat. So still cover your children's ears if they're listening. But anyways, welcome back. And speaking of YouTube, hi YouTubers, make sure that if you're over on YouTube or if you're not over on YouTube, head on over and make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, because when we do reach, which I really hope it's going to happen, it will happen. When we reach 500 subscribers, we're going to be doing a special giveaway. So we need you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Human Design and Astro Club Podcast, over on YouTube. If you're on the podcast listening somewhere, but you're not on YouTube, you can go to the description down low. down below, and you can click the YouTube link, and that'll take you over there. And you could subscribe if you're on YouTube. We would love for you to give us a big thumbs up right now, because that helps us reach other weirdos like you. That's how the algorithm works. So we really need your help with all this. We love our community. We love supporting you. We're just looking for some reciprocity right now. Speaking of that, we just had the Libra South Node eclipse. We're recording just after this, so a lot has happened. We've
Oh my
been
gosh.
talking about how long March has been. We all thought January was the longest month, but I don't know. Like, now looking back at, and like, if you've been around in my circle, you've been following me on Instagram. I am Journey Through HD on Instagram. Leah is the Splenic Projector, and together we are Human Design Astro Club. And so I've been sharing a lot of my third line bumps. We're just going to call them third line bumps that have been happening to me. You know, things come in bursts, and like around eclipse season, unexpected changes happen. If you were on our webinar call, you know exactly what happened over there. And things have progressed after that for me. So March was an intense month for me personally. I don't know about you guys. Leah, I don't
It
know.
was intense. It
Okay, it
was just
was.
a Yeah, it, there was a lot of stuff that happened, but
I guess there
we're,
were. Yeah, I guess there was. Yeah, there was a couple of things. And I feel like you sometimes you don't tell me everything. So I don't. So maybe there's some things I don't know.
there's just a lot of weird things, just weird, like, makes no sense.
It doesn't. And maybe you guys have been going through some, you know, poopsicles just like us, you know? But we're still laughing. I was just telling, so I have a mentor now. Leah knows about my mentor. And I was like telling her, like, you know, the poop storm has been continuing throughout this month, but somehow I'm still dancing. I'm like, you know, channel of rhythm. I'm literally like dancing through the poop right now. And I feel like that's really big for me. And one of the reasons why I'm able to do that is because of human design. I think the only reason, to be quite honest, because it's once you understand your design, and we'll dive in just a moment, guys. I'm so sorry that we're going on these tangents, but once you really understand how you are here to show up in this world, which is what human design shows you, and that's like the gift, right? It's the roadmap to our true self. Once you see how that is, once you have implemented it and integrated it into your system, and you've gone through a lot of shedding and deconditioning, and then also my variables. My variables is really what I think has saved me. Because when you understand the way your cognition comes online, you become uneffable. Nobody can F with you when you know how you show up in this world. And that's what the variables show you how to do, how to show up in this world, right? So yeah, I'm dancing through the poop right now. And maybe you are too. So, welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. We are so happy you are here. You guys are family to us. This is a club of weirdos, freaks, misfits. We welcome all walks of life into our club. Okay. We are literally here to show you who the F you are so you can actually live your fullest potential. So then you can actually live the life of your dreams. I have never thought, if you were to ask me 7 years ago when I found human design, or when I guess I actually entered into my experiment, I guess we could call it that, because I found human design and then I was kind of like, you all kind of do a little bit of this for a while, and then eventually you're like, I guess I'm going in. You know what I mean? If you would have asked me 7 years ago, I would have never expected to be in the position that I am right now. And to be as loving for myself, because I used to hate myself. Okay. And that's why I do this, because so many people hate themselves and hate their life. We just did a webinar on the variables at the beginning of March. And I asked everybody on there, how many of you, because this is one of my first questions whenever I do any sort of like lecture, how many of you love yourself and love your life? And so a lot of people, I was surprised because I usually don't get that people like themselves. A lot of people said, I do actually like myself. And maybe because they've been in their human design experiment for a while and they've deconditioned a lot of that, or maybe they are just one of the lucky weirdos that just love themselves because I wasn't there. I'm just going to be honest. But everybody said, not everybody, kinks, I guess, because, and there's a lot of stuff that happened on that call. So I can't remember everything right now, but a good majority of people said that they don't love their career. They don't love their job.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say something right now that I hope this reaches the right couple of people that are looking to really step into their true authentic self and also align themselves to the right job and career. Because if you think about it, the majority of our lives, especially as adults, we're working, right? So the majority of your hours in your day, you're working. So if you're not working in something that's in alignment with who you are and what you love doing, what is the point? What is the point of being here if you are not living the life that you truly want? So we have only a couple spots, couple, okay? A couple spots left. When this goes out, doors will officially open for the color code variables intensive. Now, we just ran an early bird. So all those spots were taken except for, I believe there's one person that I just got a DM from, so I think they're about to enroll. So I'm just gonna like, I think there's probably only, by the time this goes out, only gonna be one or two spots left, which is huge for us. Like, I made some really big changes for this round in a lot of ways, and people responded, man. And we got some hungry. I wanted to say hippos, but I don't want to call anybody hippos, but I just wanted, because of the game, I just wanted, you know,
The
just because,
game.
yeah, we got a lot of hungry peeps that are going to be in this round. And
I'm
that's
super
really what we
excited.
attract, anyways. Like the last round, they were very hungry too. But color code variables intensive, just so you're like, what are you talking about? It is a 5 week journey through the four radical transformations that are known as the variables, those arrows that are up at the top of your human design chart. And they literally show you the path to purpose. They are your internal algorithm to success. And so what we do in these 5 weeks is we experiment to refine, to define who you are. So if you're looking to accelerate your career, if you're looking to make a change in your career, if you're looking to find trust in yourself, because that's what I think the variables really offer us, a sense
Totally.
of real trust, uneffable, right? If you're looking for a partner, we had a bunch of people in our last two rounds find loving relationships that they were looking for, which that, I mean, as a vessel of love and gate 59, that really brings joy to my heart to hear that people are using these variables to align to their fractal to meet their partner. So we do experiments every week. You'll get those experiments in the lab, which is our community page, which is also a forum for you to share your experiments to everybody and us to have conversations, for you to ask questions. We do weekly live calls where we go through that variable for the week and we do Q&As on those calls and hot seats. And then we have self-paced classes that you do in between, or that you have the opportunity to do in between the calls to understand the variables at a deeper level. It's an audio and a guidebook, okay, that you get. And people have really, these last few rounds, transformed their lives. I cannot explain enough. So if you're like, I want more information, I want to see what this is about. And also, can you tell me a little bit about some past mad scientists? Because we call everybody mad scientists, in color code. You can go to the description down below. You can click the color code variables intensive link, and you can see everything that we're offering for color code for this round. I have a few new experiments that I'll be offering people for this round. I'm very excited about it. And you can also check out past mad scientist testimonials and a really big success story. She was the winner chicken dinner for I'd say the last two rounds. I've never seen somebody quantum leap in their life the way this one
Seriously.
generator has and continues to. She literally got
Yep.
everything. She got the guy. She got the career. I mean, I've never seen a commitment from somebody in my entire life the way she showed up. So yeah,
well,
if you're interested, go ahead, Leah.
That's the thing about it is like, it's not just like we're giving you these classes and all this information. It's being a part of it and being an integral part of this community or this little group that we have. It's why it's only 10 people, so that we can give you the full attention. And then you have a base buddy that you get to like talk with and communicate with the whole time. And I think like putting the experiments and putting all of that into play is really what brings that expansion, because we're, you can't just like show up for the things and hope that things are going to change. Like it's part of like doing the work. And that's what like self-development and self-work is all about, is like you doing the work and experimenting and putting that stuff in there. And I think that's what's really beautiful about what everybody has done so far in the past. How many rounds have we done? Two?
This two. Yeah.
I forget.
This is where mutation happens, but that's why I'm bringing some new stuff into this round.
Yeah.
And you even get a couple extra bonus classes for this round that we haven't done in the past either.
Right.
So if you miss the webinar, you actually get that included. And then I have a little secret tutorial that maybe our email list was able to watch. We let them have limited access to that, but that's actually also going into color code. And it's based off of your tikkun, which is your correction this life from Kabbalistic teachings. If you didn't know, I worked at the Kabbalah Center for 3.5 years. So I guess this is where we should go in and introduce yourself. But quickly, again, if you want, you want in, we only have probably maybe a couple spots left at this point now that we don't know. Somebody could have taken all the spots at this point. All you have to do is go in the description down below, click color code variables intensive, or go to humandesignastro.com and click the products, and you'll be able, it'll take you right to color code. You'll see it, and you can register right there and claim your seat. Okay. We're so excited for this round. It kicks off in May. Okay. I think it's May 5th.
May 5th.
May 5th. And they're mostly going to be on Sunday calls. Okay. One call will be during the week. So anyways, let's introduce this. We've never taken this long to introduce ourselves, but here we are. So my name is Crystal. I am a 1-3 sacral generator, and I am a rising Capricorn, a Sagittarius sun, and an Aries moon. And I have been in my human design experiment for 7 years now. Like I said, I worked at the Kabbalah Center before finding human design, and that's actually what led me to human design. And I understand the deepest aspects of human design because the body graph itself, which is your human design chart, is the Kabbalah tree of life. And so I really integrate when I work with other people. And this is also something we'll be doing in the color code as well, because like just telling you about the tikkun, that's connected to your personality node. So we'll be diving into that in color code as well. But I really found human design when I was in a transitional moment in my life. It was right around my Saturn return. And I used to do hair and makeup professionally. And I worked at the Kabbalah Center in between that because of a bad bike accident that we won't get into right now. But, you know, I have a defined G center and I'm a vessel of love. And I feel like we are on a very fixed path as defined G centers. And I am here to help people. My mission, my effing mission, I'm like, don't curse, is to help people love themselves at the deepest level, so then they can actually in turn love their life and actually be the most powerful person they came here to be. That is what I do. I'm a change maker. Okay. I am a transformer. I'm mostly a third line. And so if you're looking to love yourself, if you're looking to have community, if you're looking to be embraced and held and nurtured and nourished, you've come to the right place, because that is what the Human Design and Astral Club is all about. So Leah, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Leah. I am a 2-4 splenic projector. I do the tarot portion of the podcast, and I also help Crystal with our classes and building the website and doing all the back end work and everything. I come from a background of wellness coaching, online network marketing, and I found all of my self-help stuff through there, reading books and podcasts and all that. But I found tarot and human design as well. And then I started kind of experimenting with human design about 3.5 years ago, I think. I haven't actually looked, but it's somewhere around there. And it really helped me take the leap from what wasn't working and into what is working. So I was kind of in a more of a transferred place with a lot of things in network marketing, and allowed me to kind of open up and find like a whole new set of experiences that have either worked or not. But it's kind of like, if I never had taken that leap, then I wouldn't have known. And human design definitely gave me that experience and the confidence to do that. And also, like, as us as a team, like, we just kind of help support each other. And I think that's what's really powerful, is that we can support each other and then we can help support our people. Yeah. And so that's, as a projector, that's what I love, because I love to guide and help people out and see them for who they are. So it's kind of like allowing me to use all of my guilt motivation to kind of help put the pieces together and find ways to work with others. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And let us know what you are.
What? I did.
You said, did you say all your things?
Yeah.
You did.
Oh, no, my astrology?
Yeah. Did you say your profile and those things?
I said my profile.
Oh, I missed it. Sorry. I thought you didn't say it for some reason.
No, I did. I forgot my astrology though.
Okay.
So
that's what
I'm
in
Aquarius sun, Taurus moon, and Libra rising.
Okay, good. Everybody wants big three and like their stats on their human design. Like, just give us the stats, man, so I can see if I like you.
Right.
You know, I feel like that's what people are doing. But whatever. If you're here, we hope you like us. But if you don't, then that's fine.
Yeah, and we love hearing from you too. If you're listening, like, leave a comment. We love to hear people's comments. We're always going to respond.
Yeah, we read them. Somebody wrote like 12 comments on one of our videos, and I read the entire thing.
Yeah.
So, and I love responding as a generator. So, and we want to be able to support you. So, you know, sometimes we're able to still support you through these episodes, but we need to hear from you. So just make sure you're giving us a big thumbs up on these episodes. You can also leave us a review on the podcast as well, because we're everywhere. We're all podcasts are streamed. Okay. But our biggest move that we're trying to make right now is YouTube. So support us so that we can support you more. When you guys start supporting us more, in order for us to truly support you, we need a little bit in return so that we can grow and expand and be able to put out more educational episodes. That's what we're looking to do in the future once we hit the 500 subscribers, because that's when we'll be able to do that. So let's talk about these episodes. So these episodes are called A Look Ahead, okay? And we're April. Wow. April. Look Ahead, April Transit. So these are all about the transits, okay? And so what the transits are the planetary movements and activations from above that impact us on each individual levels and collective, okay? So we are one of the only human design-centered podcasts that not only talk about human design, but we also tie in the thread that runs through. So these episodes are going to be about A Look Ahead, human design, astrology, and tarot, and the thread that runs through. So definitely stick around to the end, because Leah is going to pull cards for all of the human design types. Okay. And that's going to give you kind of like an understanding of how your energy is going to be working through this month. So stick around to the end for that. And so what we provide through these episodes are practical and tangible ways to work with these systems in your everyday life so that you can have a successful month, because we're going to walk through all of the human design programs for this month, okay? And what the human design programs are basically like, think about it this way. We are in a big movie, okay? And so each week we tune into a new episode through the human design program, which is which is going to be the sun and earth. They are a coupling pair that come together and they explain the flavor of that week. Okay. I also have a new series that I started over on Instagram, Journey Through HD. Okay. You can get that link in the description down below. And I'm doing mini recaps of basically these episodes for the week and a few splashes of extra detail. So you can follow me over there. make sure you're supporting us over there as well, because that's what, again, helps us meet more and in like encounter more weirdos like you guys. Okay. So that's what we're going to be doing. So before we dive into the program for the week, and then we also have mark your calendars. So stick around for that. Right after we do the programs, we do mark your calendars, and we're going to shoot out dates for you guys with a bit of a description on what else is going on through astrology for the month. And also subscribe to our email list, because we actually give the details, because right now we're going to be doing just an overview. Okay. And I'm not going to be shouting out gates. I'm not going to be giving like too much information, because it's going to be overwhelming for some people. So we give the full details, the gates mixed with the extra information in our cosmic forecast. Okay. So you can get the cosmic forecast through our email, and it comes out when these episodes drop. Okay. So go to the description down below and subscribe to our email list, because you're going to want all the details for this month. Okay. And so before we dive into the program, we're going to do what's called a journey. Okay. And people have been telling me they like these journeys. And Leah already told me that she needs the April journey, because, you know, things are getting real right now.
Yeah.
And so these journeys are basically going to be like little guided meditations where we're going to walk through the astrology for the month. So that's going to be Aries and Taurus. And this is going to kind of help ground you and come back to your body, so that you're able to receive the rest of the messages that we're going to be sharing throughout this episode. Okay. So let's all get centered and grounded and ready to receive. I'm going to cleanse the area with a few of my sprays. So if you have something that you need to cleanse your space with, and also please don't do these journeys when you're driving. There's time stamps down below in the description. You can come back to it if you are listening to this while you're driving, and you can do that journey then when you're in a seated or a comfortable place that you don't have to focus on the cars ahead of you. Okay. But if you are ready to receive, let's do this. Okay. So I want you to close your eyes for this. I want you to connect to your, this is a great time to be connecting to your cognition. I always try to connect to my cognition when I do any sort of meditation practice. So for me, it's smell. So I'll be probably taking deep breaths in so I can connect to you guys. I'm going to gather some crystals for my tonal resonance touch. And let's dive in. Okay. So for this journey, we're going to start out on a walking path. Okay. So I want you to imagine the scenery right now. Okay. What is in front of you? What kind of road is in front of you? Do you have a dirt road? Do you have a paved road? Maybe it's a gravel road. Look down at your feet and see what you're walking on right now. Because that's going to be a huge understanding of kind of what you're going through. Because let's say you're walking on like gravel. Maybe you're going through kind of a rough terrain right now. So imagine, like, what are you feeling internally? And place that type of road in front of you, okay? And then I want you to look out, zoom out. What is in this landscape? Do you see trees? Do you see a forest? Maybe you see some water? What is happening in your environment that's going to paint a picture of what you're moving towards? And that's kind of what Aries is all about, right? Aries is all about, it wants to be first. It is the first sign of the zodiac. It's the beginning. So right now you are, for this month, starting something new. And that also speaks to the eclipse energy, because Aries is also in the North Node. So there's going to be a huge transformational moment and opportunity for you this month. So I want you to imagine, look ahead on this paved road or gravel road or dirt road that you see right now. Look ahead. There's something that's in front of you that you're moving towards. Maybe it's a new idea. Maybe it's a new business. Maybe it's a new career move. Maybe it's a new relationship. Maybe it's something completely different. And also, maybe you're a bit surprised on what you see. So there's something that you have a goal, because that's what Aries holds. They have a goal, they have an ambition. This is a cardinal fire energy, okay? And it wants to move. So I want you to now start running. You're gonna start running. And there's going to be something a few feet ahead that is the key to your success. Pick it up. Run towards that element, whatever it is. And it could be a tangible thing. It could be even a word. It could be a word that shows up. It could be really anything. Use your imagination right now. But there's something. There's some sort of ingredient to your success that's ahead of you on this road. And I want you to start running towards it right now. Okay? And so once you see what that is, pick it up. Okay? This is your ingredient to success. So now that you have that item, I want you to start imagining how you are going to use that item to reach the success that you seek. And so stand there with the item now that you have it, okay? And imagine all the ways that you're going to utilize that item to success. And I'm gonna take a moment to do that. Okay. So now that you've lived out that fantasy, okay, we're going to start moving towards the next chapter. Okay? So you've picked up the item. You're imagining how you're about to be successful and move towards a new endeavor. This is the beginning, okay? But now we have to make it practical. We have to bring it into the material world. And that's when we enter Taurus. Okay? We're moving towards that next chapter, which is Taurus. And Taurus is an earth sign. It is grounded. It's all about practicality, and it's also about like love. It's ruled by Le not Libra. I'm sorry, Venus. Libra is the other sign that's ruled by Venus, so I went there. Ugh, we also have Mercury retrograde, so we'll talk about that shortly. Anywho, back to this meditation. So, Taurus. Taurus is all, it has a very loving, grounding energy. It also really loves luxury. And it also really loves simplicity. I like to always imagine the bull that's basking in the sun. That's Taurus. And so that's what we're going to go do. Now that you picked up the item, there's a field in front of you. Okay? And we're going to really embrace the luxury of this physical human form right now, okay? So I want you to go over to that field of grass and see if what else is in that field of grass. Maybe there's flowers. I like to imagine there's a bunch of sunflowers in this field of grass for me. So pick a flower, pick a tree. Maybe there's a tree you're going to go sit by, okay? Really ground yourself into this material world right now. We have the item, we have the ambition, and now it's time to materialize this. Taurus also represents money. Okay? So, in self-worth. So, we're going to go over to that field and you're going to lie down in it. And I want you to turn on all of your sensations in your body. And maybe your number one sensation is going to be your cognition. So for me, and think about what yours is, mine is smell. So I'm asking myself right now, what am I smelling in the air? So ask yourself, connect to your cognition, and how is that allowing you to tap into your physical form? Because if you can feel into your body, and feel into that vision and that goal and that ambition that you just picked up alongside the road, that is how you actually make it come true. It has to be felt. So how you're going to feel is through your cognition. So tap into that sense, and it's going to turn your vehicle, your body on, and you're going to then imagine how you're going to live out this beautiful, simple, luxurious life. So take a moment to go through that process as well. And now that you are able to connect and you're working on bringing that desire into this material world, you're going to start to wake up the body now. We're going to come back. We're going to come back to the present moment. So I want you to start wiggling your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Leah has something to say.
I always like want to take a nap after just to like let it all soak in because yeah. It's so good.
Maybe you will have to do that after this episode. Maybe mm-hmm. You guys need to do that too. And you can always pause anytime that I'm like telling you like to take a moment. You can pause the episode and turn it back on when you've gone through that process. Make it your own. That's what these are all about. Just making it your own. And we might have something else coming along the lines similar to these journeys in the near future. So definitely make sure, again, you are subscribed to our email list at thehumandesignastro.com website, okay? And also check out our other goodies. We have a lot of goodies that we've built on that website, okay? So
thank you for that. That was lovely.
You're welcome. I have to do these when I'm not actually speaking them, but I feel like they're really good and really helpful.
Yeah.
So let's move into the next segment of our program, which is the programs. So we're going to start out with April 1st. Okay. So this focus is all about the heart and being in control and also being able to control the resources. That's a big part of this particular energy. So a great week to re-examine your resources, and then what's grounding that and supporting that is going to be your depth and the recognition of patterns that are vital for the community to actually focus on. If we want to be able to create some new resources, which is what this program is offering us, then we need to have the depth to support that. So a really great week to ask, what do you know? What do you know, and how can you turn that into a resource? And then on April 4th, we get a new program. And this is a focus also on our heart and our ego and the will to compete. This is a very important program, so pay attention. This energy loves being first. There's also going to be a bit of shock with this energy that could also lead to a bit of wounding, okay? And what's going to ground and support us in all of that is our intuition and the clarity to know how to move forward in life and how to progress. And this program is what will be active. Listen to this, okay? This program will be what is active in the biggest eclipse of the year. Pay attention to what is happening to you during this week of April 4th. And we'll get into that soon, what's going on with the eclipse. But this energy is really asking you to listen to those internal pings and your instincts and your intuition in the now that can actually lead towards a greater tomorrow. And then on April 9th, we have a new program. And this program, if I had to put one word to it, it would be growth. And that's exactly what this focus is offering us. Now that the last program had us examining and maybe even creating our resources, we are now being offered a chance. The last few programs, like they're all leading up to something, right? And so we are now being offered a chance to expand what we have created, what we've envisioned, what we moved towards during the last program that was connected to the eclipse. We were moving towards something. And now we are really need to come into alignment with that potential, right? So this is a chance to expand them. And anything that is not in alignment with this expansion may come to an end, which makes sense as we just completed the first two eclipses. And what's going to ground and support us in all of this is our intuition and our continuity. And not to let the fear of failure be the reason we don't allow ourselves to climb to that next mountain or that go to that next stage of life. This is the week that gives you the confirmation that you are ready. Okay. And then on April 15th, we get a new program. And now we come to a new focus that might just reveal some of our past shadows to respond to. That when you finally take the leap to go after your fullest potential, that you will have to see all the things that have been holding you back. And what's going to ground and support you in that is your values. That instinctual knowing that your values enrich the present and the future, which values would probably be the number one word that I would use for this eclipse season as well. And for the nodes that we're currently in, it's all about our values, values of our relationships and values for ourselves. Okay. And then on April 21st, we get a new program and this focus is all on nourishment, how to care for oneself or the other after you've been experiencing what your values really are. Now it's time to apply them, or at the very least, see the other end of it. And what's going to ground you in this is purpose. The intuitive knowing that the challenge is life itself, and to learn through your instincts how to play the game. I have one of these gates, and it's in my Pluto. So it's my underlying question and truth that I'm here to reveal this life. What is the purpose? What is the whole reason that we are here? And the only conclusion that I can come to so far is to feel into these physical bodies and to remember that we are all love. That's the whole point. Because we forget the moment that we are born, that we are all connected. And so these physical forms are here to remind us that we are actually all one. That's what I got. I don't know. Maybe it's not real. Who knows? Anyways, new program, April 27th. Okay. And this is a focus on connecting to our minds, being able to cycle through a concept, for example, over and over until you can transform it and enter a state of renewal. And what's grounding and supporting you in that is our memory. If we are to focus on pondering over and over again, then maybe we need to look at our past to discover a breakthrough. And that's exactly what this energy is offering us to do. Not fear our past, but witness it to transmute it. These are my nodes, actually. So I am way too familiar. Anywho, that is the last program for the month of April. And now we will move towards our next segment, which is called Mark Your Calendars. Okay, so get out a pen and paper for this one, or make sure you're subscribed to our email list and you will get all of this information for you and you don't have to do any work. Up to you. So anywho, let the generator do the work for you. Okay, this is what I tell Leah. Just let the generator do the work for you and then you can, you know, embrace it afterwards. So April 1st, first day of April. Mercury goes retrograde in Aries. Okay. We've been in the shadows. The shadows has been intense, which often can happen, but I don't know. It's been a little more intense for this one. It's probably because it's around the eclipse. So, you know, they're combining forces right now. So April 1st, Mercury goes retrograde in Aries, and we will be reviewing our wounds on this one. This is a big one to reflect, connect, so you can direct your energy in a new way when Mercury moves forward again, which we'll talk about that towards the end. But we'll dive more deep again in our email list friends in the cosmic forecast about this. But really allow yourself to see what's been holding you back for this Mercury retrograde. Okay. April 8th, we have the new moon Aries and total solar eclipse. Listen up. Listen up. This is the most important moment of the year, is this, okay? And this will be the biggest eclipse of the year, and a focus on our growth, obviously, what with it being the North Node, because Aries is in the North Node, okay? So it's what we're moving towards. But this is also going to be about taking a leap of faith. That's what this entire eclipse is all about. Taking a leap of faith with Cardinal Aries, who is looking to make an impact and be the first. And eclipses, they offer us unexpected changes and they shake things up. Don't try to control it, okay? And North Node explains where we are moving towards. Okay, that's where we're headed. That's what this is trying to do for us. And it will be visible to all of us in the US. So I will be getting my glasses and I'll be looking out at this one. Because this is actually, a lot of people don't know this, but I'm about to spill a secret. Okay. This is actually a completion and the next stage of your movie that started in 2017. That was the last visible eclipse that we had here. Remember that one, guys? I remember because it's when I came to North Carolina and where I walked through a portal that week and got me here. This is the next part of that episode. There is a huge completion coming for us with this eclipse. I cannot stress this enough. And I get real serious about this stuff. And people are like, this bitch is crazy. It's true, but I'm telling you, this is the most important moment of our year. I cannot stress that enough. Pay attention to what is happening to you in your physical environment. This is one of the biggest changes we can expect for the whole year. And the question to ask yourself is, what am I willing to leap towards? What are you willing to leap towards? And what are you willing to let go to stand in your power? Because that's what Aries wants to offer us. So we'll share more about this to our email friends. I would want to know. Because you know that I got the goods, man. So if you want to know what else I have to spill, make sure you subscribe to our email list. If you're already subscribed, you're welcome. Because it's going to be good. Okay. So April 20th, Taurus season begins. Okay. And then April 23rd, we have full moon Scorpio. So this is kind of where Leah likes to say this line a lot. And I always find it slightly gross, but I'm going to say it for her. This is where we lick our wounds a little bit here. Okay. We've been through a lot during this eclipse season. And now it's like, okay, we really got to complete some things, wrap some things up for this full moon. Okay. So we've been through the fire. And now it's time to cool off with fixed water Scorpio. Okay. This full moon is all about release and releasing what is no longer serving us so we can move forward with greater ease towards our purpose. Purpose is going to be big for this particular full moon. So it will be all about death and rebirth, which in more ways than just the Scorpio energy. Okay. You'll understand what I'm talking about, in the cosmic forecast. And then on April 25th, Mercury retrograde ends. So they always run about a month. So luckily but then we have the shadow, which is about 10-ish days. So just be mindful of that. And yeah, that's what's going there's there's some big gates in human design. There's some planets that are changing gates, okay? And they're big planets that are changing gates. Slow moving planets. When a slow moving planet changes gates, we have a huge impact to us in the collective and personally. So we'll be talking about what planets are changing gates also in our cosmic forecast. I want to leave that for those people, give you guys a little something, something special. So again, you know what to do. Go to the description down below and subscribe to our email list, because I mean, there's a lot of changes happening for this month, and we'll be here for 5 years if I share them all on here. And we're already here for 5 years. So anywho, that's the last of what I have to say. And now what do the cards have to say?
Hello there, Crystal here. And I wanted to stop you for just a moment and interrupt this episode and let you know about a few opportunities that we have outside of this podcast and YouTube channel. So we do have a bunch of classes, courses, workshops, we do all the things. And I want to let you know first about a few free classes that we have, like our crash course on understanding the transits and planets, and also our tips and tricks to understanding your strategy and authority. And then we also have our fractal family framework sample. Now we also have, if you're at the beginning of your human design journey or you just want more information, our user manual to your true self, which explains all of the language of human design because it is quite dense. And I also do readings outside of this episode. You can also send me a DM on Journey Through HD waitlist, and I will get you on my list and send you an email for when I do have openings for my readings. We also have an affirmations guide for your open and undefined centers. And then what's coming up in May is our color code variable intensive, a 5-week journey through the four radical transformations that are also called the variables. And we help give practical and tangible information to apply this to your everyday life. And you get a lot of classes on this. Every week we do a live class, and there's also self-paced classes over in the lab and an opportunity to experiment. That's one of our biggest takeaways of our color code variable intensive, is the experimentation. So you can check out all of this information down below in the description, and we hope to see you in May. And now back to this episode.
Well, so it's funny that it's not funny. It's definitely meant to be, but the eclipse, the path of totality, is up here in Maine. So like, that's all they're talking about on the news, is everybody's going to like Northern Maine, and they just got like 29 inches of snow. So good luck if you're headed to Northern Maine to watch the path of totality. I'll be at my house. But it's crazy that it was in North Carolina, the last one, and it's in Maine, and you're there and I'm here. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
There's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of synergy with what's going on right now. Makes it, I think a lot of questions that we have been having for this gap of the years in between now, it's going to make more sense after this eclipse.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said that, cause I recently did I did a local event, and I was talking to people here about it, and somebody said that confirmed for me that like, this is basically an addition and a completion in a way from the 2017 eclipse, because it's making like a grand cross from the last one to this one. Mm-hmm. So they're basically going the other direction, but then they're going to meet up. And like, I think that's when things are really going to transform, which makes sense, because that was like a thick sign then. I believe it was Leo. And then now we have our cardinal Aries coming in to be like, it's time. Like Leo's like, embrace who you are. And then Aries is like, I'm going to freaking bulldoze and like, you know, run towards that next beginning and big thing. And so that's what this is going to be all about.
Yeah. Really powerful. So I'm going to run through the cards here for the different types. The first we have is the manifestors, and I pulled the Five of Swords, and the Five of Swords is all about conflict. So if you take a look at this card, you're either the one who feels a little bit defeated right now, or you're the one that feels like you have come through something difficult. It could feel that you've felt a little bit defeated. You could feel a little bit betrayed, or you could be the one who's kind of like causing the issue. So are you communicating enough with your people around you, especially for manifestors, like making sure that you're telling other people what you're up to, where you're going, because they can help support you in those ways. And I feel like that's a really big thing for you for this month, would be like communication and making sure that others know how to support you. How do you need support? Like, what is it? What feels good for you so that you can do the things that you need to do? And, or do you feel like someone isn't communicating with you their needs so that you can support them? I feel like we all need to kind of support each other. It's just like this, you know, constant way of like working with each other, and keeping that open communication can be really important, especially with this kind of like crazy month that we have coming up. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared, manifesting generators. I pulled the devil. But the devil isn't as, some people might think this is kind of a difficult card, a hard card, but I feel like this is more of a temptation to move towards something that maybe is, has a little bit of like this appealing aspect to it, but, or you're being pulled back to some ways that aren't serving you anymore. So what are some things that maybe you're feeling like, this is my safety net over here? How can you let go of that? On the card here, it shows the people with these like chains kind of that are, chained to the devil on the card. They're loose. You can take those off. You can walk away whenever you want. These aren't holding you permanently. Everything can change. Everything can be released, but you are the one that has to do that. And I think that's what's really important for you this month, is to see what needs to go and how can you kind of release those chains? How can you break the chains? How can you break that pattern of going back to something that feels really comforting or something that feels like it's trying to protect you, when really that's something that you need to be letting go of. So that's what's important for you, manifesting generators. Generators, Crystal, don't. I pulled the tower. So, but the tower card, I feel like this is a beautiful card too, because it's a shocking thing, right? Like the shock that you got, like, the lightning bolt.
It's like
on
literally
the
gate 51. Like this is gate 51.
If it I really is.
Put
yeah.
A card with a gate.
There's going to be this, that you might find that there's this shocking thing. It's going to knock you off your feet. You're going to feel like things are falling down and you're going to need
to
start over.
It's already happening. So what else
is happening? Right? So I'm getting like chills just reading this. I feel like this is important because sometimes those shocking things, the things that maybe we weren't ready for, prepared for, are really a big lesson. You know, this is something that's really going to say, this is what's going to shock my system into
but
this
also
new
a blessing
state.
Not
and
just
a huge
lesson
blessing.
But a blessing
for sure, yeah, because that gives you the opportunity to see the truth. It can kind of expose the things that maybe you weren't prepared for or didn't want to see, and like you've been saying, leaping into the unknown. They're literally being forced
being
to leap into that unknown.
I mean, literally gate 51 is the jumper.
Yeah,
it says okay, I'm ready to leap into the unknown. And then the process is the in-between from the ego to the G center, leaping from one aspect of the heart to the other aspect, which is love. Leaping from, I don't know where the hell I'm going to go, but what I'm jumping towards is oneness. That's what the 25 is. The 25 is the jump. It's the destination. Yeah. So anyways, I love the 25, 51. It drives me mad, but it's also like, honestly, it's one of the most mystical gates of all of the design. If you've never read The Gray Course by Ra, highly recommend getting your hands on that, because it explains everything.
Yeah.
I think, at least from my perspective. I'm a mystic though, so I love the mystical stream. Explains the mystical stream of human design, if you didn't know what I'm talking, if you have like, what are you talking about? The 25-51 is one of the gates in that street, or one of the channels, excuse me. Anyways.
Yes, thank you for that. I think that was really generators. Just pay attention to this month and all the things that are going on.
Yeah, it couldn't be more relatable, honestly. I mean, that probably was the most relatable card you've ever pulled.
Right.
For
I think so.
Me.
When I pulled it, I was like, oh boy.
Whatever.
All right.
Crashing and burning. Anyways.
You got it. We're all here in this together. We got to get through it. Okay, so then for the projectors, I pulled the Ace of Wands. And the Ace of Wands is all about new ideas, new growth, new things that are happening. I feel like this is really accurate for the type of season we're in too, because when you let the things fall away, think about this as like fall. So the fall is when things fall away, you're letting things go. Winter is when things are kind of, you know, in like this hermit mode kind of deal where we're like trying to discover new things or just work on stuff. And then the spring is when new growth comes. So you're kind of like popping out these new ideas. Maybe there's some sort of person or group of people who see you, who are recognizing you, inviting you into these new things or new ventures, or you're finding ways to kind of let yourself be seen, because projectors don't allow ourselves to be seen a lot. We're always like focusing on the other. And when we try and like recognize ourselves, or we don't recognize ourselves enough, then we're kind of closing ourselves off to the right people who are trying to be there to see us for our true skills. And when you allow yourself to be seen, then you're allowing yourself to have the proper recognition and invitation. So I think this could be a good time for projectors to kind of see who are your people and how are you allowing yourself to grow and learning. Maybe you could just pick up a book, and like the Gray book or some other human design thing or astrology or tarot, whatever it is that you want to do. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be just spiritual, but you could be doing something right now that could be helping you learn and grow and expand so that others can see you, invite you, and recognize you for your true self. And then lastly, we have reflectors, and I got the Wheel of Fortune. And the Wheel of Fortune is showing you that there's some sort of new unexpected path that could be happening right now. It's sort of like the halfway point for the major arcana. And it's about luck and fate and growth and expansion. But I would say for reflectors right now, for this month, to really pay attention to your cognition, because there's a lot of these characteristics on this card that are about growth and learning. And because this is such a change maker, this card, you could be, when you tap into that, you could be allowing your body to be open to new experiences, or be open to some sort of new path that maybe you didn't know was there. So I would say just kind of take a chance on allowing yourself to be open to those experiences and see what happens. I mean, there could be any sort of thing that comes up right now. So that's what I got. It's kind of short, but hopefully that's helpful. Let me know if that related to you. You could leave a comment on that as well. Yeah. And
just a reminder, so hit the thumbs up button before you go, guys. We're at the end here, so don't forget to hit the thumbs up. Subscribe to YouTube, follow the podcast, write us a review over on the podcast as well. If you're on Apple Podcasts, that's where you can leave a review. And yeah, what were you gonna say? I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, also, I'm doing weekly, how you're doing the weekly transit reports. I'm also doing the weekly like oracle polls. It's not tarot cards, but it's oracles for the types, if you want to go over there.
So just a reminder, I'm Journey Through HD on Instagram. Leah is the Splenic Projector, and together our collaborative page is Human Design Astro Club. And you can find all of our Instagram accounts in the description down below. We would love to have you over there if you're not following us. I share a lot of deep details on my stories on Journey Through HD. Our collaborative page is so we have everything all in one. And so when we collaborate also with guests and stuff like that. So if you're just interested in that kind of stuff, that's over on Human Design Astro Club. But we really share more on our individual pages. So
and we thank you for listening.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Thank you so much for listening and being here and watching us and gathering to our kitchen and little market. And we will see you over on the next one. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of our podcast on the Human Design and Astro Club. We hope you have found the information insightful and useful. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving us a review and sharing it with your friends and family. We love to hear from our listeners, so feel free to reach out to us with any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.